I do not see objection. The package is adopted.
It was 3:30 in the morning when representatives of about 190 countries finally came to an agreement to protect biodiversity. After 2 weeks of torturous negotiations in Montreal, there was reason to celebrate.
We're really thrilled to see this. We see this as the culmination of not only this COP, but really years of efforts with the results being a framework that makes clear ambitious and measurable goals and targets coupled with review efforts as well to track that progress.
The agreement pledges to protect 30% of the planet's land and oceans by 2030 and increase funding for conservation efforts. But some African nations and environmental advocates wanted stronger commitments on funding for poor countries. At stake, a million species of plants and animals, which studies say are at risk of extinction due to human activity like farming and fishing.
Biodiversity loss and climate change, they're two sides of the same coin. And we need equitable funding. And it's just not clear from the framework if there's new money for conservation programs.
Another key breakthrough is the inclusion of indigenous peoples' rights as an essential component of conservation. Throughout the two-week conference, protesters braved the Montreal cold to raise awareness of endangered species and keep the pressure on delegates. The UN Secretary General praised the deal, but warned even more needs to be done.
This is not a time to sit on the sidelines. It's a time for resolve, determination, and yes, even hope. Because despite the limitations and long odds, we are working to push back against despair, to fight back against disillusion, and to find real solutions. Not perfect solutions.
Now it's up to individual governments to follow through on the agreement and figure out how to implement it. That will involve getting rid of subsidies that are harmful to nature and essentially doubling financial resources for conservation globally by 2030. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera.